you know, management is kind of a relentless process. So I guess first, like someone said to me, what changed in the crisis versus before? Nothing. It's like if you're not prepared for tough times, you can't like get prepared when times get tough. Like you need the army before the war starts.
That is the voice of JP Morgan Chase's CEO, Jamie Dimon, and he'll be giving us 7 super tips on today's Super U podcast.
It's one small step for man.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super U. Thank you for joining us on today's Super U podcast. I am your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. You make it all possible. So keep those downloads coming. It means the world to me. And we've got a great show for you today. We have the CEO of JP Morgan Chase. That's right. We have Jamie Dimon. He's going to give us 7 super tips on today's Super U podcast. Before we get into that, I would like to thank our sponsor, Amazon Prime. They make it all possible. I know most of you are probably already Prime members, but did you know you can get a discount at Audible as a Prime member? And you can listen to your favorite books. So that's an easy way for us to kind of do things out in the yard. It might be we're at home cleaning something up, or you might be on a long drive. You can listen to your favorite books out there on Amazon Audible. Anyways, today's guest is Jamie Dimon, as I mentioned. He's the largest of the big 4 American bank CEOs. He's been the CEO since 2005, so he's also the longest running bank executive. And he's done something unique. He's one of the few bank executives, chief executive officers, to actually become a billionaire. Now, he earned roughly $30 million last year as the CEO. But most importantly, Dimon is regularly considered one of the 100th most influential people by Time magazine. And we'll get into that a little more with his political aspirations and just his insights on running teams as we make it through COVID. Now, I have a special tie to Chase and also Jamie. I did a couple years ago, did a 25-city tour on behalf of JP Morgan Chase. It's for their small business owners. So think a city-by-city tour to where they have all their small businesses that use Chase often as a lender to help get their businesses off the ground or once they start growing to actually accelerate that growth. And so these were breakfast meetings. And so I had an amazing time going in about, I think it was an accelerated time frame. I believe it was about 5 weeks. It was 25 cities. So you do the math. It was a lot of travel, but it was a lot of exciting, some great stories, some stories that stood out. If you've ever been near Ashland, Ohio, sometimes we'd have to drive from city to city because it's just easier than flying. If you've ever been to Ashland, Ohio, you need to stop by Grandpa's Cheese Barn. I remember being in the car and the Chase folks going, "Hey, we want to stop by Grandpa's Cheese Barn. It's a must. We got to get some gifts." I'm like, "All right, you know, whatever." But you definitely need to stop by there. Most presidents have stopped by there because it's a swing state. So anyways, Ashland, Ohio, if you're ever near there, stop by Grandpa's Cheese Bar and you will not be disappointed. Other stories that stood out, was one of the cities, all of a sudden a guy comes up to me and it's one of my basketball teammates, Jamie Fike. And I hadn't seen this guy in forever. And he's one of the guys we were trying to get a hold of Izzo has reunions each and every year. And so no one knew how to get a hold of Jamie. And here all of a sudden Jamie walks up and still in amazing shape. Giant human being in great shape, and he led the NBA. He was the 4th in the NBA in rebounds 1 year before he had an injury, but he was the 4th in the NBA in rebounding. But Jamie Fike came up, and he's been more successful. So he had millions and millions of dollars in the NBA, but he's actually been a more successful business person. So it was so amazing just to catch up with him and just see his success post his athletic career and just reconnect with him. That was another story that stood out. And then last but not least, this one probably stood out the most. I was in San Francisco to give the talk. And, you know, some of the people that run the event, they come up to me and they go, "Hey, there's a clown in the audience. Just be aware there's a clown in the audience." And I'm like, "Oh, you know, I've handled some rowdy people before. We've had some quote unquote clowns in many of the conferences that I've been to. I'm sure it won't be fine." They're like, no, it's an actual clown." And I'm like, "Oh." And they go, "Yeah, he's kind of crashed some of these events before. And we found it's a bigger issue to kick him out than just let him be in the audience. It just don't let him ask a question. And so I'm like, okay. Now I'm starting to think, what kind of security is here? This person's going to be here. But anyways, I see the clown. And as you know, I'm quite large of an individual. This person was bigger than I am in a clown suit. So if you're afraid of clowns, you'd have been scared out of your wits by this person. But I go, I gotta go talk to this guy before I get on stage. So I go and talk to the clown. And we have a great conversation. And it turns out then all of a sudden Q&A comes. And it's just your natural instinct. If you see some movement during Q&A, you're going to turn your head. So I turned my head towards the movement, and sure enough, the clown's got his oversized hand raised. And I'm like, oh gosh, I just looked directly at him, so there's no way for me to avoid it. So I just say, well, we've got to let the clown ask a question. And it turned out to be one of the better questions. So the learning from that is, if you're going to have someone in the audience that might cause an issue, kind of disarm that person. Approach that person before you actually get on stage. I think that's all he wanted. He wanted just a little bit of the spotlight. He just wanted to be heard. And again, it was one of the better questions. So it worked out well in that instance. So enough clowning around here. Boom. How about that transition? Let's get on to tip number one from Jamie Dimon.
Learning is a lifelong thing. It doesn't end at Harvard Business School. It's your responsibility. I think if you're in any profession at all, you have to do it consistently all the time. I think I spend probably 50 or 60% of my time learning, reading, talking to people, traveling. It's the only way you can keep on top of this global world of ours. And it's even tougher now because of the globality of the businesses you're all going to deal in. How? Reading is the most important one. But the second one, which is often forgotten, is talking to other people. You can learn more from speaking to people in 15 minutes than if you spent your life doing something. They can explain it to you, and you can learn from watching people. You also are going to learn by, I'm going to call it imitation, but by watching other very good people and how they operate in difficult circumstances. I learned a lot of things what not to do and a lot of things what to do by watching other people.
Now, one thing I like about Dimon, he has a sign in his office that says, no whiners. Now, this really hits home with me because I always talk to my daughters. And so there's three things in life that you can be in any situation. Essentially, any situation, you can be a whiner, you can be a wiener, meaning being a jerk or just being cantankerous, whatever it is, but you're being a wiener, or you can be a winner. So again, you can be a whiner, you complain about it. You can be a wiener, you can be kind of a jerk, or you can be a winner. And so I say, as much as you can in life, in every situation, ask yourself in the moment of that struggle, in the moment of that challenge, ask yourself, how are you going to approach it? Are you going to be a whiner? Are you going to be a wiener? Or hopefully most of you, you're going to be a winner, even though that might be the harder path to take in the moment. Just choose to be that winner. So for all you winners out there, let's move on to winning tip number two from Jamie Dimon.
Go to work at a place where you respect the people, you think the company has the kind of culture you like, it's going to grow, it's going to be ambitious, and your career will take who knows what path. And, you know, do think ahead a couple of jobs so that you're always thinking maybe what I might want to do next. And, you know, at one point in life, you have to make a vertical switch. Or some point in life may get fired, like some of us have been, you know, and those are hard things, but they could be very good things. So some people say that's what they want, and they're looking up those 100 stairs, and they're always measuring how quickly they're going versus their friend. You're not doing the right thing. You're not enjoying your jobs. It takes a lot of luck to get to that top rung sometimes, and if you're really good, you'll probably get there, but it may not be at that company. It may be somewhere else. So I tell you, enjoy your life. Enjoy every step of it, and don't worry too much about that kind of ambition.
All right, now Dimon has a paternal grandfather, Panos Papadimitritou. Not even close on that one, by the way. But Panos left Greece and arrived in New York in 1921. And they asked him, like, why did you change your last name to Dimon? And he said he was having a tough time getting work. He's trying to get a work as a busboy. And he realized that people just didn't want to hire Greeks. And Also, so killing two birds with one stone, he'd also fallen in love with a French girl. So hence he changed his name from the Greek Papa Dimitrio to Diamond. And here we are with tip number 3.
Many of you already have dealt with some very difficult times. So this is no different than some of you already dealt with. When you fail, it's okay to get depressed. It's okay to cry. It's okay to go home. It's okay to blame others for a while. But eventually, you have to get over it and move on. The greatest people have ever walked this planet, and I'm not talking about business people, I'm talking about people like Nelson Mandela and Abe Lincoln, constantly had setbacks in life and failures. Constantly. It happens all the time in business, and some of your success will be how you deal with the failure, not how you deal with the success. When I get introduced, I always get introduced that 1998 I was the president of Citigroup, and in 2000 I took over Bank One. I was fired in 1998. So I went a little bit of experience like this, and it's a painful thing. My boss, who had worked for 15 years, called me in and said, we want you to resign. To which I said, okay. I went home, I told my wife and children, I called my wife up and said, Judy, I'm going to tell you something, I'm not kidding, because I always make jokes about things like that. But I wanted to make sure the kids were fine. I went home, I had three wonderful daughters, they were much younger then. I said, the oldest, youngest one said, Dad, do we have to sleep in the streets? I said, no, hon, we're okay. The middle one, who just graduated Barnard, said, Dad, can I still go to college? I said, yes, dear, you can. And I knew things were fine when the oldest one, who was going to Harvard Business School, said, Dad, can I have that little cell phone you have? You won't be needing it. I remind people, when you fail at something, I told people about Citigroup is my net worth, not my self-worth. And I was able to move on, and yes, it was difficult. I did call my boss a year later. He did not call me. I called him and said, it's time to break bread. And we went to lunch together. I told him that I didn't think he did the right thing for Citigroup, which is pretty obvious at this point. But I told him the mistakes I made. And whether it was 40, 60, or 60, 40 wasn't important. I wanted to learn from the experience and move on.
Now, for a lot of reasons, a lot of the folks, a lot of successful people that you'll read about or even that are on this show, they actually are divorced. And so what's unique about Diamond is that he's still married. He's still married to his sweetheart that he married, his Harvard classmate, Judy Kent. And on their first date, he ran into an embarrassing situation. The bill comes and he has no money. So Judy has to pick up the whole tab on the first date. But it all worked out for them. They're about to celebrate their 40th wedding anniversary, and they have 3 grown daughters together. Here we are moving on to tip number 4.
Well, you know, management is kind of a relentless process. So I guess first, like someone said to me, what changed in the crisis versus before? Nothing. It's like if you're not prepared for tough times, you can't get prepared when times get tough. Like, you need the army before the war starts. And so that means a disciplined group, they know what they're doing. The only real difference is that our risk committee used to meet once a week for a couple hours. And in the crisis, it met at 7 a.m., 12, lunchtime, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 5 a.m. if it had to, 24/7 for 6 straight months. And we didn't say, it wasn't very formal. We said, hey, if you got a problem, go to the meeting and bring the people you got to have. And everyone shares the reports and shares the information, tries to react very quickly.
Now, a lot of the folks that we have on this show get an early start. It's in their DNA to get started, and Diamond is no exception. At the age of 6, he started his first business venture, which was selling greeting cards. Then in July of 2014, Diamond was diagnosed with throat cancer, so he's actually a cancer survivor. Many of you may also know that Diamond is a New York native, Queens specifically, and it's often been speculated that he's a candidate to run for the White House. And they thought he's going to run in the presidential election in 2016. Former President Bill Clinton once said of Diamond, if he decides to get out of banking, I think he'd be really good in politics. And then Also, former British Prime Minister Tony Blair indicated someone who is very direct, and that kind of got him a little bit of hot water in 2018. He was speaking at a conference to promote a JP Morgan initiative, and Diamond said about hypothetically campaigning against President Donald Trump, is that Diamond said, "I think I could beat Trump because I'm as tough as he is and I'm smarter than he is." And Diamond went on to add, "And by the way, this wealthy New Yorker actually earned his money. It wasn't a gift from Daddy." But then Diamond backtracked in a statement immediately after that event, and he said, "I should not have said it. I'm not running for president," he added, and adding that the outburst proved that he would not make a good politician. So we'll see down the line if he decides to run for president. But for now, we're going to move on to tip number 5.
There is already a book on you. That book is already being written. And if I spoke to your teachers, your friends, your professionals, your parents, I would know whether you're trusted, how hard you work, whether you're ethical. I would know so much about you, you'd be shocked. I don't even have to meet you. So that book is already growing. You write the book you want the way to be written. You actually have that choice. And you can do it as you want now. Don't let others write it. And when you get caught in situations that you're uncomfortable, I remember I worked at a company not far from here, and I remember I was asked to do something I didn't want to do. I'm not telling you all to take this advice. You can always quit. It's your responsibility whether you accept to do something or not, and it will be in that book written on you.
All right, this is the favorite thing I learned about Diamond, is that when he arrives at the office on Monday, so when he's physically going in the office, you know, COVID willing, but when he arrives at the office on Monday, he always has a penned list of questions that he has for his, so these are handwritten questions that he has for his team, and he carries that list in his breast pocket, and he crosses off the items as he grabs people in the hallways, and so that's very interesting. It'd be fascinating to know how he's doing that. Probably doing the same thing when he's Zooming or doing it virtually. But that's one of the ways that it's kind of walking around, managed by walking around. If you ever hear that, it's really, you need to be seen and you kind of walk around. It's those casual moments. It's the small things that often lead to big breakthroughs. So here we are, speaking of big breakthroughs. I hope the show is helping you out a lot. And let's move on to tip number 6.
It takes humility and humanity to be accountable. We all stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. Humility is the realization that those who came before paved the way. Never fool yourself into thinking that your success is yours alone. Your success is the result of your parents, the family who sacrificed to give you a better life, your professors and administrators who helped you get through your time here at Syracuse, your friends, neighbors, those who encouraged you. In fact, this wonderful country, whose bounties we all benefit from, was built by so many people who made endless sacrifices, often the ultimate sacrifice, before most of us were even born. It is important to respect what they have done and to be grateful for it.
Now, obviously, being a bank CEO, that comes with some rough territory, right? So you're making lots of money, but you are constantly, often, painted in a negative picture, right or wrong. But he was given the commencement address at Syracuse University, and when he first took the stage, he was booed vehemently. There had initially been protests on campus when it was announced that he'd be speaking, and so Diamond said during his speech that it takes courage to be accountable. Speaking of accountability, here's our last but not least tip number 7.
Well, when you're young, it's hard to say leadership characteristics, but there's some basic stuff. You know, there are people who know a lot. You know, so there's some people who walk into your office and say, "Yeah, I'd like to know about the strategy of the company," and they didn't bother to read the chairman's letter I wrote, which is like 30 or 40 pages long. There are people who walk in and say, "You know, you really should be thinking about doing better digital services," but they didn't look at the ones we do. There are the other people who walk in and they know everything. And so when they have a conversation, they're actually enhancing your life as opposed to the other way around. So, you know, character is a sine qua non. And by character, I also mean that they tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth. They don't shave the truth, and they say the same thing to you that they say to you. Because the second I see people doing something different than that, you just go on a list to me. I have no interest. I don't have time for that, and I won't have interest in it. So, and people who are good, relate well to people. So a variety of things.
Well, there you have it. Those are 7 super tips from JP Morgan's Chase CEO, Jamie Dimon. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope one of those tips, or maybe all 7 of them, really helped you unlock and unleash the superpower that all of us have within us. And this can't be made possible without you, the listener, and also our producers. So I want to give a huge thanks and a huge hats off to Savannah Pettinger, Jake Brin, and the amazing Kelsey Gomez for making this all possible. Also, big thanks to our sponsor, Amazon Prime, for allowing this show to reach your ears. And this is your host, Equal Man, reminding all of us, until next time, remember, it's not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7 6 5 4 3 2 1
Super, 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 super,
super you.